Please pray with me. Dear Lord, please give me a fitting and pleasant manner of speech, so that my conversations may be pleasing to you and to those who hear it, for Jesus' sake and for my eternal welfare. Amen.
Amen.
Mother Teresa said, "I am a little pencil in the hand of a writing God who is sending a love letter to the world. Spread love wherever you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier. Every time you smile at someone, it is an action of love, a gift to that person, a beautiful thing." Whenever we choose to spread love, to make someone's life a little happier, or to give someone a smile, we're welcoming them to participate in our lives. The moment may last only a few seconds, such as picking up someone's dropped keys, tipping someone more than expected at a restaurant, or simply smiling and saying, "Have a nice day." Though such small actions may not seem like very much, they can, without us ever knowing it, make a positive impact on someone's life. As the United States of America looks forward to celebrating yet another birthday, I feel it's important for us to remember that our nation began by welcoming immigrants and even embraced them. In 1783, President George Washington wrote, "The bosom of America is open to receive not only the opulent and respectable stranger, but the oppressed and persecuted of all nations and religions, whom we shall welcome to a participation of all our rights and privileges, if by decency and propriety of conduct they appear to merit the enjoyment." And in 1883, Emma Lazarus penned the poem, "The New Colossus," which is mounted on a plaque inside the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty. It states, "Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land, here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep ancient lands your storied pomp," cries she with silent lips. "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." Both Washington and Lazarus's words reflect Jesus' words. "Come to me, all you who are tired and have heavy loads, and I will give you rest. Accept my teachings and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest for your lives. The burden that I ask you to accept is easy. The load I give you to carry is light." Jesus welcomed and invited everyone, the tired, the poor, and the oppressed, as well as the rested, the well-to-do, and the rest of us. Therefore, the church and those who open her doors and those who enter her doors are called to welcome everyone in Jesus' name. By welcoming people, we welcome Jesus. And when we do not welcome someone, we slam the door on Jesus, and we have thrown aside the opportunity for them to receive from Jesus a cup of living water. What does it mean to be welcoming. If we open up a dictionary, the dictionary gives us this definition: to greet in a glad, polite, or friendly way. And that's it. It doesn't say that welcoming is any more. It doesn't say that welcoming requires any further interaction. However, welcoming people in the name of Jesus Christ is an invitation to them to enter into Christ's holy space, to recess from the world and all its burdens, and to let them know they have truly been invited into a place where they will be accepted, where they will be loved, and they will have a place at Jesus' table. A welcoming extending farther than a handshake, a pleasant smile, and the words, "Welcome, we're glad you're here." A welcome that people feel and experience from the moment they get out of the car until long after the worship ends. Because we, both parishioner and those who are our guests, are welcoming one another, stranger and friend, as Christ has welcomed us, for the glory of God. When we hear the gospel, when we learn the gospel and employ Jesus' teaching of welcoming people in his name, we have glorified God, and our reward is another sister or brother in Christ who loves us, who prays for us, and who works with us to seek and serve Christ in all persons, and love our neighbor as we love ourselves. But none of those things happen unless right after a great big friendly hello, we include them in our lives, in the life and ministry of the church, and invite them into a spirit-filled life with Jesus Christ. Being more welcoming, more including and loving in Jesus' name, begins with the gospel and is put into practice when we use some of Mother Teresa's wisdom, which I mentioned at the beginning of this sermon. I am a little pencil in the hand of a writing God who is sending a love letter to the world. Spread love wherever you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier. Every time you smile at someone, it is an action of love, a gift to that person, a beautiful thing. Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." Therefore, when we leave today's worship to go out into the world in peace, to love and serve the Lord, may our actions be a part of God's love letter to another person. May our actions be a part of God's love letter to another person. May we be loving, kind, and generous wherever we are, so the people we meet will always depart from us a little happier. May we be loving, kind, and generous wherever we are, so the people we meet will always depart from us a little happier. May we always remember to smile, because smiling is an act of love to another person. May we always remember to smile, because smiling is an act of love to another person. When you are out in the world, remember those times where you desired someone to notice you, wanted someone to welcome you, wanted someone to be kind to you, wanted someone to smile at you. And ask yourself, what adjustments can I make in my life so that someone doesn't feel the way I felt when I was ignored, unwelcomed, and not included? What adjustments can I make in my life so that someone doesn't feel the way I felt when I was ignored, unwelcomed, and not included? We'll now observe a moment of silence.